I was in hiding for the last couple of years. Then, with the help of Amnesty International, I was free to go to work, but I was kind of followed by police and unmarked vehicle everywhere I go. I was tracked by police. They wouldn't allow me to do public rallies. They wouldn't allow me to talk to my community members. It's not safe for me. I was so, you know, scared of my life. That's why as soon as I had the opportunity to get out of the country, that's it. I came to Australia. They were following me in Australia. There were people following me in Australia on the streets.
What sort of people?
They look more like Middle Eastern people.
And you're certain they were following you? Not
exactly. They were following in Sydney and Melbourne.
So you went to England. What have you said to the authorities in your asylum claim?
Oh, well, I just told them the truth. I said, look, I'm not safe back home because at the moment, Bagahil case is at its peak right now. And I can go home. And when these things happens to me in Sydney and Melbourne, and also I also got information from my people back home. And so what do? I have to operate from outside in so that it can be more accessible to information and help from outside.
But your family's still living in Papua New Guinea, and you're speaking out seeking asylum and so on. Are you worried that by speaking them out, you could be putting them in danger?
I know that. That's why I have to provide security, as much security as much as possible.
Are they going to join you?
Time will tell. Time will tell. If this asylum thing, you know, is fast-tracked, then they can be safe out here with me. At the moment, I don't have a choice.
There are other settlers who were also evicted who say that the Paga Hill Development Company has looked after them really well.
There is no one that is looked after by the company. That is all propaganda. It's all lies.
There are people on their website. You can hear them say it for themselves,
it's
though.
It's all pack up lies, yes. The truth speaks otherwise. They cannot allow outsiders to go into 6 Mile, and that's the truth of the matter. You go in there with your cameras, they'll get your camera smashed. What the company is saying, it's all bullshit. They do this year in, year out, and that's why they are targeting me, because I know all the truth about the whole thing, and I am the obstacle to what they are planning to do.
The company is saying people are being looked after, but there are charities and human rights organisations who have a similar opinion to you, who are saying that there are hundreds of people who have been given no compensation. What's happened to those people?
They're now fighting for themselves. They were given 1,500 kina and just being left there without virtually nothing. And so they have to start all over again, which is not fair.
So look, this development is... It appears to be going ahead. It's going to be the showpiece for the APEC summit next year. Would you have liked things to be conducted in a different way? Would you have accepted a different offer? Would you have accepted a new home, a proper relocation, or did you only want to live in that land?
I told them that the people at Garahu, the one that were relocated to Garahu, they can be relocated to a place where it should be near the seafront, because these people are seafarers. They live on the sea. And as soon as they moved them up to the mountain, man, I lost most of them.
What do you mean you lost?
Most of them.
What do you mean lost?
Most of them have passed away because they couldn't take, they couldn't stand the pressure. These people do not know how to make gardens or make a living out of the land. They only live on the sea. Number two, most of these people who were working at the seafront, they mostly work at the wharf, main wharf. And now they are left with no opportunities, no job, because from Garahu to the waterfront, it's so far away and it takes about 12 kina a day. And you're looking at people earning roughly about 400 kina in 2 weeks.
There's also an element of hostility, though, among other people in Port Moresby and other Papua New Guineans in general towards the settlers. They question why you are laying claim to that land when the settlers that were evicted were not indigenous to that area. How do you respond to that?
There are three parts to the migration. Number one, the first migration were people from Kikori, straight after the Second World War. They have the cultural understanding with the indigenous landowners. They were asked to look after the land at Paga Hill because the state did not pay for the land, and I have evidence to that. That's the first migration. The second migration were the people who come in because Port Moresby was developing and they got a job as laborers at the seafront, and they decided to move into Paga Hill. They were granted residence by the community leaders. They paid 200 kina, allocated a piece of land to settle. That's the second migration. The third migration was people who come in to rent properties and come in to live with friends. So there are three different types of people who were there. People do not understand how people got to Paga at the first place. I am representing the first migration and the second migration. I'm not representing any third migration because these are opportunities. And most of these people are now at 6 months who were looked after by the company. They live under tents since 2012.
So you're seeking asylum in England. You're hoping your family will join you. But what else is happening? Are you still taking legal action?
My reason for being here in UK, it's safer. It's away from home, so I can communicate from here because all the people who are helping me, all international communities who are helping me in Australia and UK. I came back to UK because I'm still studying. And in order for me to extend my visa, I have to do something because I cannot go back home. The only solution to that is to seek asylum. As soon as that is granted, I will have the opportunity to stay here, organize pro bono lawyers in both Australia and UK to complete my case. As soon as my case is completed and it's safe for me to return, I will eventually go back home. That's the whole idea.